We're up to the section of Bechedes, that Chof Aleph, Amr Aleph, Ben Mishnah, the two dots. So we had over here a situation where you can have 10, in order to give Ma'isa Behemah, you have to have 10 animals. You can have one Mishpacha, all of them within the, it seems within the same year, or you have one Mishpacha, all of them should join together for Ma'isa. Now Ma'isa, the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'isa is Echad Be'el, is the first day of El. And if you were born before the first day of El, you're in 1 year. If you're born after the first day of El, it's another year. So we had a case of a Baba. No, you can't do 1 year next. So we had a case of a Baba that had three behemoths, three daughters, and these three daughters, each one had a triplet, so therefore you had a total of over 10. That you can do a proper Maisa. Come along, Rav Shimon says, and I saw that they gave Maisa within the year. And L'chayda, what's Rav Shimon saying different than Tanakama? He adds the words "b'toich shnasa" within the year, as if the Tanakhama is saying it's not really within the year. But if it's not within the year, then how can you all join them together for Maisa? So what's going on here? Says the Gemara. Rashi has here a whole bunch of different pshatim in the Gemara. Two pshatim in the Gemara. It's very difficult. Rashi doesn't like it either. So we'll just do the Gemara. We'll have some time. We'll do some Rashi on the base. Amar Rav Shimon, I need to eat a gedia. I saw go to luchayda ma'ika ben Tanakhama Rav Shimon. At the end of the day, what is the difference between Tanakhama Rav Shimon? The Gemara. The difference is Zidi. Remember what Zidi said that for 30 days after an animal it gives birth, it does not have any relations whatsoever. So what happens if the end of the sixth month, this is how Rashi in the very bottom of the page looks shut. Different than the top of the page. What happens at the very end of the 6 months, that's when they gave birth to, the Baba gave birth to those three daughters. So there's three female cows or whatever. And then for a whole month, nothing happens. And then the beginning of the eighth month, you know, let's say they fall pregnant. So so if you have beginning of the eighth month, you have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 months. But the problem is that it goes into the next year. So it's not Toich Shnasa.
So the team can't give birth for the first year?
We're saying over there is that no, that tinuf means that they had a. Remember, we had a machlekes. We had different opinions. So we're saying over here is we're saying that the tinuf means that they gave birth in 6 months, and we had the machlekes whether you know chayshus latinuf that the tinuf is of a lot or not.
Yeah, but here is the lot of offspring.
Yeah. So that's all right. So now what happened like this? If you make that cheshbon, it comes out that it's the 13th month when they're born. According to Tanakhama, he believes in Zidi. But it's possible still in the Maisa year, the calendar year should be one because it's an Ibiyon. So that's why the Tanakhama does not say Toich Shnosa because it's not within the 12 months. It's beyond the 12 months because he holds Zidi. Tanakhama, he said the Zidi, therefore he does not say Toich Shnosa. It's a 13th month, but still it's still Maisa together because it's before Elder Ibiyon. So it happened in the Shredijab. However, Rab Shimon less laid the Zidah. Rab Shimon holds, you don't have to wait 30 days. It could be 2 weeks. And therefore, it's possible that within the 12 months, should have another generation. That's one way of learning Pshat. Sorry?
They're arguing on the Metzias truly. Can it deliver? Can it deliver?
Basically, yeah. The boys aim, not only can deliver, whether it will have a relationship during those 3 days. The boys aim, that 30 days they don't. Do you need a full 5 months or not? Well, you need a full 5 months, therefore it goes into the 13th month. It spills over. And according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't have to be a full 5 months, it can be 4.5 months, and therefore you can have it within the 12 months. The Tanakhama, that's why he used the word, but Toich Shnasa. Tanakhama, ain't the Yeledes Mkotoyin, it cannot give birth in partial month. Rav Shimon, Yeledes, it does give birth.
If you have less than 10 animals in 1 year, you don't have to give Masa.
No, it doesn't carry over. Shana to Shana, every year is different.
It's like tax exemption.
That's it. And once you potter, you potter.
You can't use it again next year.
That's right.
Every year you can go nine.
Yeah, you don't do Mishana to Shana. We have a
potter. If you have a good accountant, you do that.
The Ibais Ema, you carry over losses. The Ibais Ema.
Yeah,
special counseling radio.
You don't declare one goat.
Yeah.
Everyone
wants to teach, you know. The Ibais Ema, Kuli Alba, 80 legs, you could tell you, no, everyone holds it for 5 months. Shimon holds that part of when the Zidi says 30 days, it doesn't mean 30 full days. It could be 30 a day in the morning, so you already have a day there. And 5 months could be the last day of the 5 months, you can already. Give birth already. So therefore, it could be within the 12 months. But according to Tanakhama, you have two more days. It brings you into the 13th month. It's not Toich Shnasa. We're talking about that it gave birth after 6 months to the first generation. We don't say mitzvah kula. Rav Shimon Amrinim, we do say mitzvah kula. Yibayi say another pshat. Kuli alma, everyone agrees. Amrinim, we do say mitzvah kula. Okay, so you have those 2 days. But according to the Tanna Kama, the Taita says you cannot be makriv an animal unless it's 8 days old. So he holds you cannot do ma'aseh behema either unless you cannot sanctify it unless you are also going to be able to be makriv it. So he holds you have to wait 8 days. It spills into the 13th month.
Is 8 days is we consider the bar kayoma?
It says in the pasuk, "Miyem hashmir v'holo yirotzer."
So you have to wait. That's
right. Yes. You got to wait till the 8 days, according to the Maral Prague, the Holy Riches, because you have to go through a Shabbos and so on. But. So the hocha b'mechusas man nichnus l'dil is asking me, look, if a mechusas man can he go ready to the deal? According to the Tanna Kamma, no, you have to be able to be makriv it before he goes into the 13th month, and that's why it's not touched. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can be makdish it today, just don't be makriv it until the 8th day.
Machnis
al-Dir
means you're going to count it in this year's
schedule. Yeah, Machnis al-Dir means you're going to make it holy. Yeah. So Tanna Kamma also said you can do it this year, but he said the only way you can do this, and if it's an Ibiyar, so it's not Turk Shnos, it's not within a normal 12-month year, but it's possible to be Mis'asir, V'yachad, and Adir. How? If it's an Ibiyar. You don't need an Ibiyar. You can do it within the 12 months because you don't care if it's not the 8 days having, even the first day, because all you're doing is being Machnis shit. But Tanya, but take a look. The Brayse, Rav Shimon Mehuda Omer, Rav Shimon Mehuda says, Mishum Rav Shimon, Mechusas Man, Nichnas Ladili Sasa, that even though it's Mechusas Man, you can bring it into the pen for Meiser. Why? Vaarei Henke Pchoy, because he compares it to a Pchoy. Ma Pchoy, just like a Pchoy. You cannot be Makhiv until it's 8 days, yet when does it become holy? Peterechem. Kodesh lifnei zman, it becomes kodesh straight away. Is af mechusas man kodesh lifnei zman. Because man also can become holy straight away. Navos v'kodesh la'achas man. You bring it up after zman. Okay, we have time. We're starting with Rashi, the top of the page. V'hareyu the top of the kolim ubedavu the yesh leidim b'chayit has din like a b'chayit. Ma b'chayit kodesh lifnei zman. Shari kedushasim erechem. As soon as born, it's kodesh. Is af ma'isa kodesh lifnei zman. The mechusas man nichlas l'adir. You can bring it mechusas man navos. You have to. You cannot be makir of it until it's 8 days expire. Says the Gemara, why does he learn from Bchoir that it can become Kaddish straight away? That's what Shimon holds. By Kabbonis, we know that you cannot be Makdish it unless it's 8 days old. Not only cannot be Makdish by all of the Kabbonis, you cannot be Makdish it. So why you decide to compare it to Bchoir rather than all the Kabbonis? So the Gemara, it makes sense to learn Bchoir because there are four things they have in common. Havilah Melev, Shekin, number one, Goyal, Sai Bchoir. You cannot be goyel, you cannot redeem. Buy an animal, if it has a mum, you can redeem it. Buy a b'chayr, even if it has a mum, you cannot redeem it. Same thing by ma'aseh behemah, you cannot redeem it. So it has a din that's in common with a b'chayr, number one. Number two is mum. By all other kachim, if it had a mum first, which we learned in the previous pedik, all other kachim, if it had a mum first, all it is kedushas damim, you cannot make the animal itself holy. By b'chayr, by ma'aseh behemah, it doesn't make a difference if it has a mum or not, it becomes holy. Third thing is tamura. All other animals, if you make a swap, and you shouldn't, you made a swap, you bring it up on the mizbech. Mashenkin by b'chayr and by ma'aser, even if you made a tamura, you cannot bring a mizbech. And the last one is achila, that you yourself, you have all other animals, you have to redeem it before you can eat it, if it has a mum. Mashenkin by b'chayr or by ma'aser behem has a mum, the kohen can eat straight away the b'chayr or the yisol can eat the ma'aser behem.
When you say this is a kula for the maaser, that's not chal?
Yeah, of course it's chal, but you cannot be makir as a carbon. You wait till it has a mum and then you... Rashi, Leila, Mekotchi, Mishlam, Little Mishlamim, Shein Yochel, Hagdisha, Mechusas, Man, you cannot be making holy before the time. Shein Kedusha, Chol, Alein, there's no Kedusha. Kiram, Nimotel, Kainim, Umayim, Hashmini, Vahola, Yerotza, Le Carbon, Isha, Lashem, Ain, Yel, Isha, all we know is to be marked of it. Menayin, Afla, Hagdish, Haino, you cannot even be marked before the time. Tamalem, Le Carbon, has to be ready for carbon. She can goyel mum tmuras achila. Says Rashi b'choyr ma'aser ain't nivdim. Both of them he cannot redeem. B'choyr ne'mal loisif. Ma'aser lo yigal. Avol kachim nivdim emumen. All other kabbalah has a mum. You redeem it. Number one. Number two is kedusha emum. On say b'choyr say ma'aser b'em. If has a mum, it still comes full fledged kedusha gemura. Ma'ashengin b'kachim. Ma'ashengin all other kachim. It's only kedusha damim. Kedamnina b'pirkin delil. We say the previous page. Call kachim she kadam mum kavul. Like if I had a mum first, before you made it holy, they only become the value becomes holy, not the animal itself. Except Number 2, number 3, you ain't tumuras and kreva. If you made a tumura swap, you don't not bring on his bed. The chesiv loisiv the kaidish heim. Only their holy is damim tizrei. Only the original animal is holy. V'aminan heim kreivin ve'ain tumuras and kreva. Only they can be brought up, but the tumura of a bechayr or ma'isa cannot be brought up. So again, they have this din in common. The mesechta tumura pedigal kochim avoshag kochim tumuras and kreva. Even though you shouldn't make a swap, if you did, you bring him back. You don't mean to pick a leil. Rakochech el tumuras and achila bechayru ma'isa nechal amumim. Bechayr has a mum, the coin eats it. Mice has a mum, the balbas eats it. Zel Yisov, Zel coin. I will catch him, but catch him should not for ben mum, niftin. You cannot eat it itself. You have to redeem it, and so on. Then you can eat it. Says he, but I'm still not happy. There's still just as much of an equal amount in common with all kabbanah, shekain, because there's a word missing, poshut. By b'choyr, it has to be firstborn. Mashengin, kochim, and ma'isim heimer, it doesn't have to be firstborn. So they have that din in common. Number 2, zachar. B'choyr is only by zachar. Kabbanahs, some kabbanahs have to be zachar, but a lot of kabbanahs can be in the cave as well. And ma'isim heimer can be heimer in the cave as well. Number 3, kodesh. By a b'choyr, it's naturally holy. All other kabbanahs, including ma'isim heimer, you have to yourself sanctify. You have to make it kodesh yourself. And number 4, but matanas, b'choyr is considered one of the matanas kahuna. Mashengin, ma'isim heimer, and all the Kabbalah, like I am not considered that. Rashi, Poshut Zocher Kodesh Matanah, Maaseh VeKodeshim Noigim, but Poshut only even by a single, not even only. You cannot be Makdish or B'choy for a Kodesh, it's already Kodesh. The Ein Tzichli is a Chodi, Motzichli like this, you have to be Makdish or Ein Mitz Matanah Kuna, it's not part of Matanah Kuna. Umaiseh V'Shlam Necholin, LeBailim, by a Bailim, Kidim Fadim, Behemah, the Maiseh HaVishlamim. Aber b'choy lav poshut, b'choy is not a poshut, it's a firstborn. Ve'ein yonoy gelo b'schorim, only by males. Ve'ein tzorek la'agdisha, you don't have to do anything, the merechem kodesh. And umatan zikuni, it's par matan zikuni. Elo, back to the Gemara, Rav Shimon, how does he know? Ha'avore, ha'avore. We have the word, ha'avarte kol peter rechem la'shem, so you have the word ha'avore. And you have the word, kol ha'shiyave, tachez ha'shovet. You have ha'avore, ha'avore. Okay. So Rashi, Havara, Vora, Vavata, Kobelechem, Ashkari, Koshi, Yavatach, Lashavet. Says, Gmolavaiter, Heichi, Domit, Tinuf. We're now going on to the subject. You said before that if there was a Tinuf, a glob of blood over there, and the bones of the animal, we had a machleki, well, that's going to mean, we say that was an animal, that it was already a kid over there, to say that disintegrated, and therefore the second one is no longer a Pachar or not. What's the definition of a Tinuf? Omar, Rava, Kidami, Rava, so the Tzalsa, like the shepherds of Tzalsa said, Otze, Chiyusa, that what? That the womb shrunk. And squeezed out, and causes this the kid to disintegrate. Shmuel Amar, the word is ba'abua de dama, globs of blood. Rashi, atzu chayusa netzer chama, that the womb became constricted v'nimo ka'uber and disintegrated. Ba'abua de dama peletes ababua shodam. There's bubble piles of blood. What do you do now? But totally, a tinuf, you have to show a chacham so that he can see whether it was there. Is it masking a kid there or not? Chacham and oyad, how did chacham know? Omer Papa, roye chacham. We're talking about a shepherd. Doesn't mean that time with chacham. Sometimes Gemara asks this question and we say, Soyed Hashem l'reyav. You know, chacham knows everything because they're ruach kedush. Why the Gemara doesn't answer that here as well, I don't know. But anyway, so you said, you bring the roye.
Not every rav is a shepherd. Knows from behind us.
Okay, give it to Aroya Chacham. Amr al-Chizah said, Hari Amr, we know we learned Yitzidus Havlad B'Yishar B'Yim. We know that Yitzidus Havlad is 40 days, is 30 days, is 40 days. No, it's less than 40 days and miscarries. It's not Matame anything because there's nothing there, but more than 40 days, begins forming a skeleton and so on. That's when we say it's considered Havlad. So by Behema, Bekama, how long is it? He totally misunderstood Zidi. He thought that Zidi, when he said 30 days, he meant because 30 days, the child is not a child, is not considered a kid, is not considered yet, is not developed to anything. Love hind the Zidi. Damazidi ain't tin of pachim shloshim 30 days. He thought when he says ain't tin of pachim shloshim, I mean that within 30 days, if it miscarries from when it mated with an animal, it's nothing because it's not yet considered a vlad. So Abai said to the Rabbi, I'm sorry, you misunderstood him. How will the Kabbal eat more? What Abzib is talking about is whether the animal is interested in mating with a male within 30 days after it gave birth. Nothing to do with the actual fetus. That's when we say you have to start sitting the days of Tumah. But anything less than that, it's garnished, it's water. The paper became a shawls, Mr. Kibo Zocharatin, the name of Lado, Mifter, and Potom Khaida. Lav Hind is that ZD, the Sakhdan me before. The Hoki, this is what that Papa thought. The Hoki Amar, Shalishim Yam, who have Ladi Boris, Vim and 31 day, Nimuk Vyaitse. That's when we say that Lada came out. From when he gave birth, he needs 30 days before he's ready to mate again. He's not talking at all about the formation of the Vlad itself. So I'm going to ask you a question. In our Mishnah, we talked about you buy from a guy. You know, we said within the first year, we say that this is probably the first try, first one. If it's after the first year, you know, we're a Suffolk. What about if you buy from a Yid? Look, we saw Mai. You bought from a Yid. Stam. Do you make the same assumptions? Sorry? That's a child. Do you have to get that, or can you make the same assumptions? Amar Rabbi, you have three opinions. Rav says, B'chor Vada. If you bought it from a Yid, I don't care how old it is, the first Vlad that you have is definitely the B'chor. Why? Because the Misa, the Bikra. Because if the Taka was that you were, that this was the second and already had a thing, Ishtabuchi have Mishtabach, like wouldn't the vendor
get a better price for it?
Now, why do you get a better price? Interesting. Rashi. Sorry? No. Simple. The Parshat Pshat is.
You don't have to give away the
You don't have to give it away. You have to give away the coin. That's what Rashi's right here. But taste. So he could charge a premium. That's exactly it. So wouldn't the vendor have a vested interest in telling you this news so he can charge you a premium?
The Gemara assumes only a Yid will know this business. The guy won't even think of this.
So one second, good point. We'll see Trace in a second. Rashi, look at Rashi. But Tino Lekech, whenever we have about eight lines in the wide lines. Madina, Kitana, let's have the Mishnah. Ishtabuchi, Mishtabechle, Hamoicher, Oime, Kechena, buy my animal. Shekva Bikre, already had a kid before. The Ain, Tzorich, Oi, Litten, Vlad, Lekain. Right, that's what he's saying. Look at Taisus. He had two different gears in Rashi. Taisus is tabuchim is tabeichle, and he learns interesting halacha. Pidish bekuntus shekva bikra veloitis takin beleida oid. It seems that the firstborn sometimes is difficult. Not at all, but he's saying pidish bekuntus because we know Rashi had three kuntresim, three perushim on Gemara. Avol oive gechodrim nu. So the question is very simple. So why a goy don't we say the same thing? It's one thing to tell me that, you know, a mice about a b'chayr, a goy doesn't know the din of a b'chayr. But if it's a question of the merchandise, the value of the merchandise, and now that this that already had a kid before and it survived, so it's a healthy animal, so why by goy doesn't make the same cheshbon? Avul Eivik Echabim, he's quoting Rashi here, which we don't have. Even the goy would have said, that, by the way, you know, we already had a kid, we don't trust him. We don't trust him. Now, why don't you trust him? Because maybe he's lying. He's doing it to get a better price. How do you know he's telling the truth? Yidden, we trust 100%. When it comes to business, we trust him 100%. So that's right here.
When it comes to culture, we trust him.
Maybe that. Maybe
he's
yeah.
Done the mitzvah, that he's already done the mitzvah.
Or that he's not going to cheat you and make you nichshol. Yeah. Okay. Okay. However, says Taisim, this is actually an important halacha. The yeshluma mipurusha. Since we don't make any, we're unequivocally, we state in all cases. They don't trust the guy. We learn from Rashi the oivik chavim afilu mesirah v'tumah. Even let's say the guy doesn't is not telling you as part of the business deal. Stam he's talking to you and he happens to mention. By the way, you know we had already had a goat or two beforehand. Ain't an emin. We don't believe him. Why? Lashbiach mecha oimekay. Even mesirah v'tumah. If you can in any way associate whatever he said with some personal benefit, and you cannot trust him, even if he's not saying it's part of the deal, it's Stam talking. Then Taisha brings the same.
What
are we
going to verify it?
Sorry?
You can't.
How do you verify?
I saw these goats. He's my next door neighbor. I know these goats.
Then you don't kid. You have two agents. That's what I'm talking about. Not enough, this sort of goat. You have to see the goat came from this goat. If the kid came from this goat. Okay, back to you about it. So the opinion of Rav says that we can assume that that this is Taka the first one. Okay. Shmuel says, B'chayr Safik. Why did the vendor tell him? You know why? So, but he thought, Did the vendor know that the reason why you bought it is in order to keep it and to have vlodis? Maybe he bought it for Shchita. Now, this Rav and Shmuel, Al Shittos say in Perek HaManiach. Because according, we know the Gemara says that Rubel Radius, most animals are bought to keep for work or for whatever. Couple sell for shechita. Rav says that Shmuel says ein hoichim b'mamanach ha'roiv. Shmuel says you don't go after the roiv, and therefore could very well be that people buy the animal for shechita. That's what you're saying over here. Could be the Moicha doesn't have to say anything because he can say, I don't have to go after the Reiv, I can go after the Meir. Therefore, I thought maybe for Shchita, I don't have to tell you about, you know, the mitzvah of B'chayim, so on and so forth. However, in other words, this word to Shmuel really makes only more sense according to Rashi's pshat that has to do with Pechoy. Not because of a suffix, because of a Sakana.
Someone had the thing about how many doyrus, what do you have to give back at the end?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Same thing here. How many of the animals that you started out with are still there? Unless you hang on to them.
Okay, true, yeah.
You have to find out the yichus of the behemoth anyway, because of Oysa Vespinay.
Only 4 times a year. The rest of the year, you're not to find. Yeah, only then. And Rav holds that Hochanach HaRoiv, so we assume the animal was sold for having vladus, and therefore, you know, you have to talk about Pechoy. So this all fits in better if it's a halacha is a mandatory for the vendor to tell him about a Pechoy. The way Taisus learns because of Sakana, then what does Shmuel say? I thought it was Shchita. But what happens if it'll poil, you don't shechta straight away? But anyway, it could be in the Sakana as well. He thought of shechta straight away, so why should I even tell him? Okay, but no interest. But you don't gain anything if it improves the quality of whatever. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chulin Vadoin. Rabbi Yechon is definitely Chulin. Why? My time in Mishnah, the Loi Bikra Kivin Niki Suri, I do have a Meidle. The Meicher had to inform him, otherwise, Ayul of Nivus in the Mishnah had to inform him, by the way, it was. If you're going to have a Vlad, this is going to be the first one. He had to tell him. Otherwise, he's evil if the evil is in the Michshul. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon says he should have told him, which sounds very similar to Rav if you learn that the reason is that he should have told him regarding Pchayr. And maybe that's why the other Pshat and Rashi is doing Sakana, not the Din of Pchayr, because this sounds more like Rabbi Yechon. And Tanya Kavash Rabbi Yechon, Namah Chulin, Im Loi, but whom had Oishas Benoi. If the vendor didn't tell you that, by the way, I shechted the mother as well, you can go ahead. You can go ahead and shecht. No worries whatsoever. Why? Because there's duty. The duty of the vendor. The vendor is duty bound to tell you. If it's duty bound to tell you, then why does Shmuel not worry at all? And even and the Rav says, what is it? That he didn't have to tell you. We're just making an assumption. Why doesn't he have to tell you? So Gemara says, no. The difference between Oysa Benoi and Pchay. Hossa and Bemoicha Tali Musa. By Oysa Benoi, it's up to the Moicha to tell you. Tesis Kulif Evil says the Michshul. He's selling you. He's selling you directly. The way Rashi says the Chidiv is on whoever shechts, on the one who's selling it. Whoever owns the animal at the time. By Pchay, whoever owns the animal at the time. Therefore, it's not a duty that the vendor has to notify you. You should ask. You, the balabas of the animal, the new balabas, should ask. By the way, did it have any bikra kvar or lay bikra kvar? I should have asked. Mishnah. Abed ben Yaakov Ayim, behema gasa, sheshafa charadon, behema, big behema, large behema. What do you call it? It came out from him, a glob of blood. Harezu to cover, you must bury it. It sounds like, because maybe there's a vlad, you have to bury it. And you put it from Pchayda. When you put from Pchayda, why? Because it probably was a vlad, and therefore the next one is put from Pchayda. Freddy Gemara says the Braise, I thought Abchia, Eina metame lebe magale masa. As if there's no vlad, that doesn't generate any tumor whatsoever. So Pchayda doesn't make sense. Machadena metame lebe magale masa. You tell me this glob of blood. Well, not if you touch it, or oil won't be metame because there's nothing there. It's only water, it's disintegrated. No, so I might cover. Why you have to bury it? And why do you say pat to the Pchayda? And he says, you know why bury it? Kedei lefarsim sheniftim abcheider. We want to lefarsim that the poil you put in abcheider because something came out of here, and therefore the only way to lefarsim is if you bury it. If you bury it, people are like, why are you burying it? And then they'll realize it must have been a vlad. No, so the obvious question is, so how come it's not matame? But you must remember the vlad malu. It's a mamash of vlad. So why take it? Though we say that this glob is charod as dam. If you touch it, namatame loyb magiv loyb masi. Not time if you touch it or you lift it. Why not? Luchayid if a patzim luchayid. Tell me there's a vlad. Rabbi Yechim should bittle beroyv nagubo. It's bottle beroyv. There's so much blood there that the pieces of flesh and all that is bottle in the blood. Rashi bittle beroyv. Let's have to pay him. Shining the fast mode. Aim shapturim apchayid patzim mekavinu lecharada. If you bury it, magzikin like a vlad. Obviously it's a vlad. Ukapari akiv the patzim apchayid. If you patzim apchayid, the memory of vlad malu. It's a vlad. Vamayim etame. Bittle beroyv. Lahochi ainem metame. You know why? She bottle habasa beroyv damet. Bottle the ganunim she yaitzim emenu. This vein that come out with it. Noga behadam. Sorry.
Another Mishnah should be the other order, because it seems it says that you should bury it. Pturim and Bechor. It's Pturim and Bechor, therefore you should bury it.
Okay. Could be, yeah. Or it's like two separate dinim.
But yeah. We said to cover is a reason for.
So it should say Dipturim and Bechor. It should, instead of Vav, it should say Di. Yeah, maybe. Where do you find Rav Shimon also said that it's bot this cancer bottle barayv? But now we learned Hashilya, the embryonic sac. But bayis, let's say if a woman miscarried in a house, and all it is you see a sac. And you don't really see a form of a baby in the of a vlad. Nevertheless, habayi is tummy. The house is considered tummy. Why is the house tummy? Look, you don't see a vlad because not shloisha shilya vlad. Not that the shilya itself is the vlad. Elisha ain't shilya below vlad. That there might have been a vlad attached to the shilya, and therefore you don't see it. We'll know all about the gemara nida. And Rab Shimon says, no, the house is tired. Why? Vlad Nimuk, this Vlad disintegrated inside this Shilya, actually, that's before the Shilya came out. So what? It must be because of Bakr Buray. Rashi, Shilya Babai, Shapila, Yisha Shilya, Ain Vlad Nikabo, you can't see Vlad. Abai is Tommy, Nikton, Time, but Ain Shilya Vlad. Elish and Nimuk, it disintegrated, it became, nevertheless, Metame, Rab Shimon, I have Vlad Nimuk, Mukmin, Hossam, the time of Shim, what's Rab Shim's father, the Amar Abai is Toy, Shim Bittle Beroy, Nogabok, Bittle Beroy, Satani, the Pedicama Pellas.
So, it was just a rabbi, you would say, if you find the shul, you don't say that it's a mess, they live in this place, it's a mess, cleanness, and all that sort of stuff. Because if a person dies in the middle of the rad, and the chayla, you've got to bury him then because he's cleaning his place. So if you said there was a child here, I mean, it'd be the same thing, wouldn't it?
If it ain't sure, we're
talking about a behavior.
No.
You're talking about a human. You're talking about a human, same thing.
Human. There's a Thomas Mess here.
Talking about Isha, the mother, yeah. Yeah. Okay, maybe, yeah.
If the whole reason that
the Bahama
Gasa has this...